Welcome to The Disruptor's Way. I'm Simone Griffiths, and it's inside this podcast that we are going to get real, talk raw, and all the things that you can do to step more and more into being a disruptor so that you can lead your industry, create the business, the outcomes, and the success that you want on your terms. This is where we challenge you to think different, to lean away from the norm and into the truth of who you are. Showing you how to stop blending in to create the income, impact, and become in demand through disrupting your industry. If you want to do something that gives you freedom, satisfaction, and gets you paid, you're going to love this podcast. This is the Disruptor's Way podcast. I'm your host, Simone Griffiths, and it's time to disrupt. A disruptor is a master, a creator, an artist, a sage. They're an explorer, a leader, a non-conformist to the norms, which often extend through their business and into their life. Because when you awaken that disruptor within, you can't be anything but. But the disruptor also knows that there are certain elements that work for them. And though it might seem or might look like conformity, you know, from the outside looking in, it's simply the choice to pursue or to make or take an action that they know is working out in their favor and benefiting their reason for being, their entire purpose, the impact that they're here to make. Now, some of you and some people would argue that a disruptor should be ruffling feathers constantly, choosing to be provocative all the time and going left simply because everyone is going right. And to a degree, you know what? You're right. Because at the end of the day, I guess that's their perception of what being a disruptor is. But being a disruptor to me and what I teach inside the Disruptor's Way is so much more than that. Like from the outside looking in, the disruptor might seem like a bit of a rebel because they consciously make a choice not to conform, to decide who they are, what they want to do, and how they want to do it. You know, they ultimately get to decide who they want to be in each and every moment. And they disrupt not because everyone else is doing something, but simply because they can't be anything else. It's not within them to just go with the trend. It doesn't sit right. It doesn't feel good to copy what's going on in the marketplace. It's hard for them to be a part of the herd when they're the wolf in the flock. The wolf in the flock of sheep is never going to fit in now, is it? It's hard for them to be a sheep when they're a wolf. It's hard for them to follow the trends when they really have that natural desire to lead. And that's what makes the disruptors of our world something amazing. And the absolute part that lights me up is that you have a disruptor within you too. You see, we all get these intuitive guidances from time to time, and it might be in a thought, a dream, a conversation, a sign, like literally a sign. But we choose not to pursue these simply because we aren't paying attention, or because we choose that pursuing that, like shattering the system that we've been so easily indoctrinated into, that thing that we have just been a part of. It's all too much effort. It's too hard. And because of this, we make choices to take the easy way out. Because waking up, because becoming a disruptor and speaking your truth, which is mostly against the grain of your market trends, is opening you up to judgment, to criticism, and oh my gosh, even worse for the human psyche, rejection. Not being accepted by those who you love, being judged, you know, being condemned, not being accepted by those who you know, friends, peers, others in your industry, and oh, heaven forbid, the randoms on the internet that you don't even have the slightest of who they are. But that fear of rejection, right, not being accepted, it's massive for the human psyche. But you see, it's the fear that keeps us from fully stepping into that unknown, like taking the leap of faith. As I'm sure if you've been a long-time listener, you've heard me raise this so many times because I have a love of Indiana Jones movies. But that leap of faith where he's standing on the ledge and there's nothing but abyss and then another ledge on the other side. And he steps out, and as he takes his steps, these stones appear, like the path appears. But you must take that leap of faith and step into that unknown and really begin sharing that part of you that you might have never even knew existed today. But it's there. Your disruptor is there within you, ready to unleash a new kind of power, a new kind of way, a new way of being that can lead you into complete freedom, financially, vocationally, mentally. And look, I know that's a bold claim, right? But I tell you what, when you know, you know. And when you know, you practice what you preach, you talk what you know, because it's, because if you don't, so if you don't know, it's simply an idea. And great ideas are everywhere. But when you know, that is where the power comes from. That is where the disruptors operate from. That is where the disruptors operate from, that place of knowing. And knowing what their next move is, knowing what direction they want to take their business, knowing who they are, who they're for, and who they're not for. Knowing the fear is just a limitation and it doesn't serve them in their greater purpose. Knowing, not knowledge like we've been taught, but a knowing at your core. Because guess what? You are the authority. You are the creator, the master, the maestro, all in one. But when you fall victim of the system, all that you can really see and all that you will see is exactly what you've been taught to see. And this often looks like fear, doubt, doom, and pretty much the worst case in many situations. I mean, take a look at what's going on right now. But these simply are not true. And a disruptor knows that these things that we often, through default, immediately see, that they're only blockers, stopping them from stepping into what I call complete freedom. They know that, like a disruptor knows that to their core. But do you? And this is why there are disruptors who are literally the top 1% of the top 1%, because they've found a way to create. They explored. They chose the path of unknown. They took the leap of faith, the path that no one had to tell them what to do and how to do it. They discovered this for themselves because they knew at some level this is what they're here to do. They trusted that intuitive voice. They trusted themselves and that knowing of this is what comes next. And through this, they found their freedom. They found success, or they created success. They create results and they thrive and continue to thrive, being nothing more and nothing less than who they are. And that's the wolf among the sheep. They're not here to attack the sheep. They're here to be who they are, but they can't be a sheep if you're a wolf. So being a disruptor is freeing. Free from the system, free from who you've been taught to be, who you think you are, who you need to be, who you should be and ought to be. And look, let me ask you this. Have you ever hit like a certain age milestone, so like 20, 25, 30, and said to yourself or to others, I thought I would have this by now, or I thought I would have done this by now? Where does that come from, right? I know I've said this many times. I thought I would be at this level by now. Well, guess what? It's from society. It's from the system and its teachings. Doing the right thing as defined by someone else for you. You know, go to school, get good grades so you can get a good job and have security. Oh, Lordy, how many times I've heard that my entire life. I mean, screw that, right? A disruptor does what is right for them, not what they've been taught. Because let me ask you this. You might think right now that you are being a disruptor, but where are you still conforming? Where are you still thinking? Where are you still searching and looking for the external, that validation to get what you need, to get the steps to create the funnel, the sales system, the promotion, the marketing strategies, or even just taking the swipe files to disrupt? It's kind of redundant, right? Where are you still hesitating, procrastinating, and not doing what you should do, need to do, or ought to do, simply because you can't be asked? The motivation to do them is gone. You're tired and meh. You just don't enjoy it, or you simply haven't even started because it's not aligned with who you are and what you want, what you are here to do. You know this at an innate and intuitive level, which is why you haven't done these things already, but you're still pushing on, you're still struggling on, you know, most likely to create more of what you don't really want because it's what you've been told works. It's what you've been told you have to do. It's what you've been told you have to be to have the results that you want. And that's the difference between the rest of the market and being a disruptor. A disruptor, they don't do what others tell them to do simply because that's what they've been told to do, or that's what works as deemed by the market and the industry. They do it because they know this is what they're here to do. And from the outside looking in, it might not make sense to the norm, to the rest of the market, or to anyone else who hasn't awoken their disruptor, but to other disruptors, it's all perfect. It's the perfect next step. You see, disruptors continually shatter the system, first from their minds, then from their business. It's a complete transformation, if I'm being honest, like breaking down and shedding of what has been taught to you about who you are, what you're capable of, and instead intentionally, purposefully decide, make choices every day with awareness and knowing that allows you to operate your business, to change the game and start playing by your own rules. You know, to operate your business the way that you want to operate it, how you want, on your terms, and create through this the desired outcomes, the results, the growth, the income, the attract the right type of people, not just scraping the bottom of the barrel to take whatever might come your way because you're pretty much desperate or in severe need, which is where most people, let's be honest, in your market are at right now. A disruptor knows what they're here to do. And when you know what you're here to do, once you rediscover that part, you step up, you be, simply because you are and you can't be anything else. And before I leave you, I want to remind you that if you want to kickstart your steps into becoming a disruptor, if you want to move away and start collapsing the system, like shattering the system that we, I included, have so easily been led into, by getting immediate access to my growth 10-day training course that not only gets you out of complacency and into action, into rediscovering who you are and what you're capable of, then applying that to who you are when you operate your business, becoming more you and less of who you've been taught to be, creating from that space and what really becomes possible for you. I'm gonna put the link in the show notes for you to get immediate access. Click on the link in the show notes, you can get immediate access, because if you give yourself the gift of anything this time of year, give yourself the gift of being more you.